Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The temperature here is currently 12 below zero. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boulevard Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boulevard on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KA2ZLZ.
KA2BLA.
N2OIQ.
Okay, there's four. We'll start at the top with KC2WI. I figured you'd be out snowmobiling in this cold weather. What's going on tonight?
Well, KC2WI, I was up in over in Lake Pleasant until yesterday late, and I came back and I have a snowmobile I brought back to get worked on, and I'm also, Debbie Bruce is going to make me pack for it. Skidoo sells them. You know, they're real fancy and they charge it $250 or something. But we did a little trading. I fixed her computer. So I stopped and we, you know, looked at that. And then I got back here and came in, shoveled my way into the house and got the wood stove going. And it was 55 degrees in the house. I had the heat set back. It seemed warm. And I got the wood stove going and went back out and spent 3 hours clearing snow here. It was -3, I think, when I looked at last time I looked at the thermometer. And it's interesting. I'm almost sure it was -3 when I looked. But this morning it was -1 and it stayed that way all morning. And I went out around 2 and started, dusting off snowmobiles and, you know, a little more snow blowing and moving and everything, and rode over to the post office and came back and did more, you know, that kind of stuff. So I really get out and ride. I had planned to work all day, but once I got outside, you know, it just takes forever, it seems like, to really clean things out. So, but I'm hoping tomorrow. It's supposed to be colder, I think, which is not, I mean, I'm not looking forward to that, but if it's clear, that would be nice. And so I'm working tonight. So, yeah, I want to take advantage of this, and I'm not sure how much more snow or less snow there is over in Lake Pleasant. Sometimes these kind of, you know, coastal storms, you get a lot more there than here. I talked to my mom and she said, oh, there's about 3 inches on the walk, but she wasn't sure, you know, my father had shoveled it earlier or what. But other places apparently got a lot. And I saw on, it was posted on a snowmobile board that the governor declared a state of emergency for the entire state. That's why I saw someplace, another place they said he was going to shut down the thruway. I don't know. I haven't turned the TV or radio on to know that, but yeah, we don't have that much here. But apparently some places got quite a bit. -9 last I looked at the thermometer here. Maybe it's down a degree or so, but you know, it didn't really seem all that cold out this afternoon. I guess I just put my gloves and glove liners and, you know, snowmobile pants on, and it was not bad at all. It's kind of nice out.
Okay, Pete. Well, yeah, he did. I was just reading it here. Matter of fact, before Southern Net here, Times Union has is the, Cuomo said the thruway between exit 24 in Albany and New York City, I-84 and the LIE in Nassau and Suffolk County will close at midnight, and plans reopen condition permitting at 5 a.m. I-84, which intersects the thruway in Newburgh, in Newburgh, I should say, at exit 17, will close commercial traffic starting at 5 p.m. So that's right where I used to live down there by I-84, on the thruway there. I was about maybe 10 miles from that intersection. So my dad's down there too. I'm surprised he didn't check in tonight, but they're expecting to get quite a bit of snow down there. And, my brother, who always comes up here to snowmobile, he lives down there, so I guess he'll have good conditions down there for a change. But yeah, that's what I understand. So we got it pretty cold here. I about 12 below before I walked in the office here on the thermometer, so it's definitely chilly and a steady snow. But all right, Pete, thanks for checking in with us tonight, and stay warm when you're out there snowmobiling. It's supposed to get a lot colder here tonight and tomorrow, so all right. Let's see, who's next? K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
May I agree? May I shut something else off here? good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. Sounds like we have a few in here tonight, which is nice. And we've been getting quite constant snow down Liverpool area here. We've been kind of in the center of the whole thing. Very difficult to say how much. They're saying probably about 8 to 10, which is, not terrible as far as I'm concerned. Terrible as far as my wife is concerned. And, of course, it's been very cold. And I'm losing my voice. I don't know what it's got to do with the cold or not. Temperature here at the moment is 1.6. Plus 1.6. Supposed to go down well below zero tonight. So I'll say 7.3s all around. KA2ZN, but back to you, Jeff.
Hey, Jack, it sounds like you're getting a cold or something, or you changed radios, because you sound different tonight. I hope you're not getting a bad one there.
Seems to be sinus drainage into the throat. I don't know. I'm hoping that's all it is. KA2ZN.
Well, you'll have to work the net using code tonight, I guess. Well, hopefully you'll feel better there, Jack, and take it easy and have a good night. I heard the wife there in the background applaud there when she said you were losing your voice. Uh-oh. I heard her say something back there, like yay or something. But all right, you have a good evening there, Jack, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, who's next? KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KA2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA, where the temperature is 12 degrees below zero. Takes care of the mosquitoes. I haven't been a mosquito chasing around 6 weeks. So it has some advantage. Shovel the driveway out this morning. We got about 3 inches overnight. I try to keep this down with a shovel rather than run the snowblower. I need the exercise to do the snowblower. But the rest of the day I stayed in where the heat was on and let the world go by. I want to say 73s.
Okay, Clint. Well, you have a good evening there, and I think you're going to have some more snowblower work in the morning. We'll see. They say it's supposed to clear out there in the early afternoon, but then it's really supposed to drop. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan. Good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net this evening. N2OIQ here. Excuse me. Anyway, -9 at the present time. It's getting colder as time goes on. Nice warm side here, though. So, right here in the shack here, where radios are, is 73, and
down towards the Palestine, a little bit warmer than that. So anyway, it's not bad in here at all. And anyways, this a snowy day today. Didn't do a whole lot. When I was trying to shovel the block off from here a couple of days ago, that I didn't shovel off. And anyways, before I got all packed down, but it come off pretty easy. So that was good. That was good. So. And then, it wasn't really that, like Pete mentioned, that, you know, it was cold out, but it didn't feel as cold as it, it was. But, there weren't too much of a breeze either, so, here anyways, there wasn't no wind. I'm sure some places there is, that would make it really cold. But anyways, yeah, I think my wind thing is, froze up or something, because it hasn't run nothing here in the last couple of days. I guess, figured it's got something in it. The cups are filled with snow or something, so they ain't turning, so it'll be nothing there, so. Okay, back to you. Jeff, have a good evening. Talk to you later, N2IQ.
Okay, Dan. Well, thanks for the check-in there. And, well, you have a good evening. Somebody called right on my phone here while you were talking, so I'm sorry. I missed half your report, and that's not good, but what are you going to do? It's a cold night tonight. You got to answer the phone. You don't know if somebody's friend of yours has their pipe bursting or what. You know, you have to go give somebody a hand. So it's a cold night. But all right, Dad, you take care, and we'll catch up there with you later, and you have a good evening. And this is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, we've got 11 below up on the hill here. Yeah, we had visiting family yesterday and got back around midnight. And power was out. And I'm thinking, oh, well, it'll probably come back on in half an hour or 15 minutes, you know. So stoked up the fire and went to bed. Boy, it got cold in here. Without the ceiling fan and without the magic heat and, you know, and being below zero, it's amazing how quickly it cooled off. It came on about 3:30 in the morning. Everything fired up and furnace kicked in. Everything was in the 50s in here. Over.
Roger, a lot of you up there on Potato Hill had it, and it went all the way up to Old Forge and up that way. They had a big outage there of the National Grid there. I guess, from what I understand, there was a fire up there on 12D at the substation that affected it on one of the transformers or something. That's what I've been hearing anyway. Whether how true that is, who knows, but that's what I heard. I'm glad you didn't have any any damage there or anything. So, some wood stoves come in handy, don't they? All right. Well, good luck there, Ray, tonight, and keep the fire burning. We'll catch up there with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
WB2RUQ,
my father John down there in the Hudson Valley. We were just talking about your area there. I see Cuomo's closed the thruway. I don't remember where he closed it now, but it was between 24 and the city there, and he's also closed I-84 and the LIE, and the intersection there, 84 and the thruway too, that's closing commercial traffic at 5. So it sounds like you guys are going to get a little bit of snow. You know, you should move up here. We don't have as much snow as you. What's going on tonight?
All right, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Actually, we only have, I'm looking right outside at it. If I stretch the ruler, I might have 2 inches. We're in the band where we're not getting all that much. I mean, it's more annoyance than it is anything else, but they have closed the thruway, I believe, from Albany South. Commercial traffic is blocked, stopped on 84. Yeah, I guess the LIE is being closed. I heard that. I haven't kept up on the news. I looked at the radar, and the heavy snowfall right now is probably from Rockland County on down. So they're getting clobbered pretty good. And if all goes well, I'm looking at that radar. If that pattern holds like it is, I'm probably looking at all the snow we're going to get in this area. Of course, you know, I'm not taking into account any snow that, you know, clouds that may build, but we may get lucky, at least in Modena. So back to you, WV2RDQ.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I know they're saying that was down that area. It was supposed to be at the center of it, I guess. 12 to 14 inches. But maybe you'll get lucky with that big old mountain there in the middle. So we'll skip over you a little bit. But all right. Well, thanks for checking in. And you guys have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Hey, one more follow-up, WV2X.
Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, we're currently 11 degrees on the plus side of the thermometer. We might go down, they claim, to 8, which looks possible. I think we may go below zero tomorrow night. And then we start warming back up again down here. So, in fact, we're expecting rain Sunday. Sunday or Monday, I forget which. But, you know, we don't... You guys, I was looking at the forecast, they're getting the real bitter cold up there in the mountains. So down here at a couple hundred feet elevation in the Hudson River, we're not, you know, got my fingers crossed. All right, that's it. So I'll turn it back to you, and I'll listen to you guys sign off. WB2RET.
Okay. Yeah, we're at about minus 12 here in Boonville, and everybody else in the village or around the village is give me the same reading, so yeah, it looks like it's going to get chilly here tonight. Tomorrow is supposed to be tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night is supposed to be the coldest, but we'll see what happens. Alright, thanks. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KD2,
the LA system. Go ahead,
Clint. You had a breaker in between talking to you, Dan, and when Hershey was on, he made two attempts to get in.
Okay, I didn't hear him. If there's another station looking to check in, please call now. Okay, well, for myself, I, let's see, what did I do today? I just pretty much worked. As a matter of fact, I don't think I stepped foot outside at all today. I thought better of it. So that's, I got to work here tonight and get up in the morning and start over. I figure with this weather, I might just work the entire weekend straight through and not go up to camp until next week. That's my plan right now, anyway. I wanted to go up there this weekend, but, you know, I'm not going up there if it's below zero just to mess around, so I'll go up the next weekend. And that's about all there is to report here. We got the wood stove cranked right up, or the pellet stove, I should say, cranked right up, and we got a battery, backup all topped off here just in case the power goes out, and we have the inverter in the truck if we need that, so we can, at one point we can, if we have to, we can keep that pellet stove going for a while. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2AIT.
PC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
I just stepped out front with a ruler where I haven't blown the snow, and I measured 5 inches. So that's about what we got here. And, of course, I have my light switch on. Because I got a little trickle charger on my car, because I know the battery's a little iffy. So I pulled a pull chain on the light on the porch, and of course it won't snap back off. Well, I guess the light's going to be on tonight because I'm not going outside and working on it. But it looks like maybe 5 inches here, even though it snowed all day. And I don't know. That's okay with me if we don't get any more. But we probably will. KC2WI.
I think we're probably right around the same here. I haven't measured it, just looking out the window, seeing it on the railing. That's what it looks like. About 4 or 5 inches. I'm betting you probably got some moisture up in that that chain somewhere. When this cold, it didn't take much, probably freeze it up. But maybe that light being on a while, maybe it'll throw some heat into it, and after a little bit, maybe you can work that chain. Okay, Pete, thanks for your comment. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency of regular amateur use. Boy, there's nothing like the cold to get everybody to check in. I guess everybody's inside. But I want to thank Pete, Jack, Clint, Dan, Ray, and John for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. You're coming in loud and clear. Maybe a little too loud.
No, I don't know why, Jeff. I'm backed away from the mic. Is the audio clear on it?
Yeah, the audio's crystal clear. I just have to turn my volume down when I hear you or when you come in. But you're definitely loud and clear.
Well, I'm about 2 feet away from the mic right now. I've been wondering about it. I checked in earlier 2 or 3 times, but Cliff heard me, and you didn't. I came back again earlier. I figured out what the problem was. I was on Simplex instead of the repeater.
Well, Roger, that'll do it every time, you know. And that's funny because he's less than a mile. He's less than a mile away from me, so. I couldn't hear him, but he could. That'll do it every time.
You know, the weird part was, I switched rigs. I shut this one off, and I went on the other one. And no one heard me on that, and I'm wondering if I got a problem with it. If you got a minute, I'm going to switch over to the other one and see if I get through on that.
Sure, I got a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to shut this one down now. Switch on a minute. No, evidently that one's not doing anything.
No, I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, I got to figure out what's going on with that. I think everything is hooked up because when you guys were talking at it, I had full deflection on the meter, and I could hear everyone close the bell, but for some reason it's not transmitting.
Yeah, you might want to check your offset, make sure you're not doing plus there.
Yeah, it's showing repeater, when I push the button on that one, but I don't know, I'll check into it further. But anyway, at least I know this one's working again. I kind of laughed at myself with it, but what are you going to do, Jeff? You know, when you get, get to the point where, you just do things that are totally off the wall sometimes, and you can't help but laugh at it. Anyway, you have a good evening. It's getting cold, and I don't know if they're going to get down to that temperature they have predicted, but I've only got two or three below here, so not near as cold as some of them that checked in.
Roger, yeah, we have 12 below here still. It's cold, no doubt about it. Tomorrow night's supposed to be worse, but all right, well, you take care, and good luck with your debugging there, and hopefully you can figure it out. All right, we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. KD2AIT, N5AW, clear.
KD2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane is currently being held on the 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
KC2MBU. Good evening. No traffic.
This is KC2YXN, good evening, no traffic.
This is WA2, good evening, Mark.
Okay, and that's the amount. Okay, I have KD2AIT, Jeff. KC2NBU, Ray. KC2YXN, Kathy. And WA2U, John. Thank you all for checking in. Please stand by. I have book traffic. Are there any other stations for Octan, with or without traffic, before I pass the traffic? Okay, the station calling in to Octan. Come again. I didn't copy it.
This is KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, thank you for checking in. Please stand by, I got traffic. You're part of the book traffic. Are there anyone else for Octan? Okay, following stations, be prepared to copy. KD2AIT, ready?
Ready.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU.
Okay, KC2YXN or WA2U, John, are you both ready for traffic?
Roger, yeah, the Rochester repeater came up to late you.
Okay, and KC2WIP, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, this is the Octan report for December. We had a very good one, so here we go. Please copy common parts, routine, KA2ZNZ. 10, Liverpool, New York, January 1, break. December Octan report. Stations, 857. Traffic, 365. I say again, stations, 857, traffic, 365. Sessions, 31. 7-3, break mark, KB2KOJ. Assistant Net Manager, Octan, and the common parts, anyone needs help. Okay, KB2AIT, you'll be number 13.
13, Roger.
KC2NBU, number 14. Ready. Say again, Ray.
Ready.
Did you copy the traffic?
Yes.
Okay, here's his, number 14. And, let's see, Kathy, KC2YXN, be number 15.
Okay, WA2U. Kathy, let's say Roger, number 15.
Okay, John, yours is number 16.
Roger, 16, double A2.
WA2U 16 and KC2WI number 17.
KC2WI, roger.
Okay, very good. I thank you folks all very much for your support. So we got five of them here anyways. Are there any other stations for Rock 10, with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else said. I want to say thanks to everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. Everyone better stay warm. I got 5.9 down here, so 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is clear.
I have minus 10 in Glenfield. And KC2NBU, are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I tried calling you last night when I went through Boonville. I was going to stop up and pick up a gallon of HP, but I heard you were not there, so good thing I didn't drive up anyway. And I think that's what they did. They just changed the name on that, and they just calling it injector oil, and they took off the HP for some reason. I don't know, but I was looking in a place there where my dad picked it up, the auto repair and parts store, and now they have injector oil. It's a little different design, a little different colors on it. And then they have the HP Marine, and then they have the, what is it, the Interceptor and the Dominator. I don't know which is which, but, you know. So for some reason they just changed the name. I doubt they actually changed anything.
No, they just added the Marine certification.
Anyway, I am not sure if I'm going to go back to Lake Pleasant this weekend or not. I got my dad's new snowblower I'm going to pick up tomorrow. I call it his new one because he's got his old one back temporarily. And I took it into a guy in Lowellville to fix. And it was not any rocket science stuff. It was I could see I wasn't going to get to it. And I don't have a nice big warm shop. That's the biggest problem. So I just decided to get her done, you know. And I just talked to him. He said, oh, I think that's 9 inches of snow or something, but it's real fine, same as here. And the old snow blower will work pretty good. You know, it's the older design. It's a John Deere, same as the one I've got, his new one that I have. 8 horsepower, but you know, it's the older design with kind of a shorter, fatter shoe, and I don't think they run the impeller quite as fast, and the old style tires that don't work worth a poop unless you put chains on them, but it runs good, so and he gets the driveway plowed anyway, so I don't know whether I'll drive up. I'm not driving up in the snow. I'll have to wait till it stops. If I do, I'll give you a shout and stop up there.
Yeah, we apparently didn't have any electricity here last night either, but no, we were out of town until midnight. I don't know, you were getting a squeal in your transmission probably once every 50 seconds or so, almost like you're transmitting with another radio also.
Well, there is one on the other side of the house, but there's no feedback going on. I'd hear it, I think. So I don't know. This thing has acted a little flaky off and on. It's an old Radio Shack radio, and I know when we had all the snow the first time, time. I was not getting out too good, but the antenna was just a little homemade vertical dipole, and then half of it or better was covered with snow, but that's not the case now, so I don't know.
You're full quieting. It sounds excellent, but every once in a while, your audio goes to a squeal just for a second and then goes back.
I'm going to shake the microphone cord here and pull on the microphone cord. Is it doing it?
No, sounds good now.
Well, I don't know. I'm running it on low power, and because the